Good day, everyone. This is Avalon.
And this is Edwin.
And this is Live. It is episode number 9. 9. 9.
9 is my lucky number.
Ooh.
Yes, yes. Considered that my lucky number for ages. And the late, great Roger Maris with the New York Yankees. Number 9.
Fabulous.
Well, there's your daily tidbit.
Well, then let's have you do the introduction to this episode.
Well, I'm thinking this episode we talk about perspectives. Perspectives meaning there's always another view to any given situation. And sometimes maybe we need to take that into consideration before we act.
Kind of like two sides to the coin.
Kind of. There's always a heads and tails, right?
And then there's the middle when it lands on the side.
True. Or the trick coin, it has two heads. But we won't get into that. I just wanted to bring up how we always view things from our side. And do we take the time to genuinely look at things through another person's perspective, their eyes, their vision? We tend to always look out for ourselves. We're all guilty of that. And there's nothing wrong with looking out for yourself. But do we react without fully gathering the viewpoint of others?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that since that's what we're here to do.
I see where you're coming from. And I can appreciate that.
You know, there's actually a really great technique with that. I think I've mentioned this in another podcast episode. The two ears, one mouth, to stop and listen. One of the great techniques is to repeat what somebody says.
To repeat what somebody says.
Yes, to repeat what somebody says.
I get an A.
And that way, if it's coming out of your mouth, your brain is processing it. Versus just listening to it in one ear out the other, so to speak, but actually taking a moment to reprocess those words that you've just heard. And that is one of the great techniques for understanding somebody else's perspective.
I like that. One thing, it just happened to me the other day. Driving home, I was doing 65-ish in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. It's an interstate, so everybody's speeding. Somebody is riding my bumper. They've whip around me and cut me off. And for the first time in that situation, I was like, I don't need to tell them they're number one. What's going through their mind? And honestly, it made me start thinking about perspective. My perspective was, I'm already doing 10 miles an hour over. I'm not in the left lane. I'm over to the right. Why are you riding my butt? What if his perspective is, I want to do 70. I've really got to get home. I've got to take my daughter to dance class. I don't know what their perspective was. And for some reason, it just hit me. Perspectives. He just had somewhere to be, and his perspective was I was going too slow, and he wasn't trying to be mean to me. He just needed to get around and go. So it made me think about perspectives. Do I stop and take other people's viewpoints into my mind? And like you said, think about it and understand it before I react. Don't think I do all the time.
I also think that's something that happens as we get older, that we stop to think about things because we've had more life experience as well, versus when you're a young buck and you're just thinking for yourself and about yourself and there's no other person but you in the world. So I'm going to hit the hard topic here is the social media. Because there's no backlash, there's no repercussions, there's no consequences when you write whatever you want to somebody being mean, going, well, you're an idiot, and if you had a brain, you would not think that way. Well, part of it is because of their experiences, and part of it is because of your experiences are completely different. We're in such a hot topic place right now when it comes to social media on every topic. But even something as silly as somebody has a bow in their hair and somebody goes, that looks so goofy. Maybe that's the only bow they've ever had in their hair.
Right.
You don't know.
Maybe that was a bow given to them by their grandmother. You have to look at both sides, and we as a people need to stop being so critical on others. We have to be to the point where if somebody wants to say something, wear something, do something, why do we let it bother us so much that we feel like that we have to correct them? These people are living their lives just like we are. They wake up every day. They want to have fun. They want to enjoy the day. They want to do well for themselves, their family. They want to just have a good life. Who in this world doesn't want to just have a good life? We wake up with the same goals basically every day. Just due to the fact that we have a different mindset politically or socially, or I like to speed and you don't, why do we let that affect the way we feel about other people? I don't agree with a lot of political views in today's world, but I don't go lashing out at them. How's that fixing them? Lashing out at somebody's going to make them change their mind? No, first thing is you get defensive.
Defensive, yes, a natural mechanism. And again, pushing that hot topic into health. Somebody else trying to dictate your health, whether it's a person on Facebook or the CDC, they're not waking up with me every morning.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what rituals I have to take care of my own health, to make health decisions about what I do. Again, it's perspective. It's none of your business. Other than washing your hands after you go to the bathroom, please, I implore you.
Please, we both do. Like with the CDC directives, yes, is it a hot topic? Unfortunately, it is. By trying to tell me if I don't have a shot, which I'm not telling you right now whether I do or don't, it's my personal business. If I'm taking the precautions of not going into public spaces, and I'm really not putting myself out there, why are you all of a sudden grouping me as a bad person? For the most part, I think anybody always looks out for their health. I don't think for the majority that anybody's going out there and trying to risk other people's health. Again, take the time to look at the people's perspective that are choosing not to get inoculated or vaccinated. They have a reason. It's not silly. It's not crazy. Their reason could be that they were in the military and they were tired of getting shots every 6 months that were called flu shots when they were in there. I'm one of those that had questions about those, by the way. There's always a reason, and to belittle people and trying to humiliate them in public, how is that the right approach? Because now I'm thinking your perspective is a little off skew.
In that perspective, why is it important for one person to discredit or damage another person when maybe their view isn't the right one? Because we don't know. I absolutely agree with you on that. Nobody is going out purposefully. Well, maybe there are a few people in this world purposefully trying to hurt others, but for the most part, most people aren't trying to hurt others, trying to get other people sick. Nobody wants to see anybody sick and suffer, for one. When it comes to your own health, let's take cancer, for example. There are people who make choices that don't want to go through the suffering of a radiation or a chemo for their own personal reasons. Maybe it's they've done their own research and they said no, or they've watched somebody suffer through it. It's their choice. You can't and you shouldn't be able to tell them, well, this is the recommendations and this is the only way that there is to do it. It's about perspective and personal perspective.
Another way to look at perspective is when it comes to sexual identification. Doesn't matter if you are straight, gay, bi, unknown. How does that affect your daily world to where you can't just let them be people? Why would anybody have to lash out and tell them they're wrong? Okay, so your religious beliefs tell you that that's wrong. Those are your religious beliefs. If we all have this religious belief, doesn't it say, don't judge lest thee be judged? So what gives you the right to judge? Okay, fine, it's written in your Bible, whatever holy scripture you may be reading. You're not the one that's supposed to judge. So by lashing out at people or embarrassing people, you are therefore judging. Let's set back and just look at perspective. People are not trying to hurt you with their choices. More than likely never even knew you or would have known you until you've reached out on social media or confronted them face to face. It's their choice. If you believe in your holy scriptures that they'll have to answer and it is wrong, well, they'll answer one day. Why can't you just be happy and walk away or turn the other cheek? Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that in your holy scripture too? Turn the other cheek and just live your life and let these people live theirs. I highly doubt that they're doing this to offend you.
Right, exactly. You just hit a nail on the head. It's as if people are taking it personally.
Right.
My life affects you personally?
Right.
Why? I'm not doing my life because of you.
Exactly.
I'm not making my choices because of you. I'm making the choices of my life because of me. And it's the golden rule. Yeah, treat others as you want to be treated. That's what we start with children. The only thing is people who hurt children. Now, that I do have a discrimination and don't have a perspective that I can completely understand that doesn't need to seek some kind of help. Because children are the innocents.
You don't always look at the other perspective in the sense of trying to excuse them. I just say you have to look at the perspective, was the person mentally ill? I'm not saying you forgive them or condone it, but always try to look at what may be the cause or may be the reason or why they do something before you react. Of course, I don't want children hurt. I can't stand the fact of children being abused or going hungry. I can't stand when children are affected. They have no choices in life as a child. They depend on an adult. So I understand that. At least try to understand another person before we reach out or lash out. Today's political climate, we would rather sit there and criticize somebody for being too right, too left. Why? There's an election days. That's when your voice is heard. Why should your voice be heard criticizing somebody on a platform or, again, in person? Do you have the right to assemble and hold a rally to support your beliefs? Sure. That does not give you the right to tell somebody else that their viewpoints are wrong by just lashing out and being critical. There's ways, there's forums. It's called decorum. We can be better people. Trust me, we can be better people.
Simply having conversations and not going into a conversation with an agenda, you're not going to force somebody to change their mind. You cause somebody to think about something in a different way or share your experience so that people can get a better understanding, be a little more empathetic to your viewpoints. It's kind of like just choosing a political party because that's what your parents were and that's it. No questioning. Or choosing a religion simply because that's what your parents said and that's the way. But why did they? And why did the generation before them? Some of them didn't have choices. Mm-hmm. Some of them, it was survival. Think about that too. Back to the perspectives to the children. As you look at a 2-year-old, they're not being bad. They're being 2. Sometimes when you relax and look at the perspective of the 2-year-old who knocked over your coffee, you go, oh, they were just reaching for the block that was on the table. Instead of getting upset or screaming at a 2-year-old who now is going to be fearful, you realize it was just the block and oops, it happens. Sometimes it just happens. It's, again, the perspective.
Shh. It happens. It does. We just need to all, as people, just relax a little bit. Take a step back and quit being so harsh and so critical. The one thing we've said in every episode, either I've said it or you've said it, or we said it multiple times, these are our perspectives. These are our views. We're not trying to tell you that our views are the only way. We're on record as saying this. Go back to a couple of our other episodes. You'll hear it said. We're just trying to provoke thought, give you our perspective. If you don't agree with it, don't listen.
Well, and to communicate, because communication is important, and to understand you're not the only one out there who might think this way. There's nothing more damaging and abusive when somebody tells you, nobody else is like that. Nobody else thinks like that. Again, that's somebody putting their wants and perspective on you to make you think you're in the wrong. Well, maybe you're not. And to know that there are more of us out there who think a different way, and it's okay. It might not be what's being pushed by the quote majority, unquote, but who's to say who that majority is anyway? If you understand the laws of equilibrium, everything is 50-50. So are perspectives, attitudes, and understanding life.
In response to what you said about right and wrong, are there right and wrong in certain situations? Sure. But in most things, there is no right or wrong. It's just a viewpoint. And nobody's to say that your viewpoint is wrong. And no one there to say that my viewpoint is right. These are just my viewpoints. That's exactly what they are. They're just my thoughts, my viewpoints. And if anyone out there agrees and likes it, great. If you don't, at least you've heard a conversation. We haven't yelled at you. I haven't called you a name.
And we won't make fun of you on social media unless you ask for it.
I do not deal on social media as much as possible because I believe it is an engine that allows this to happen. You've probably seen the commercials. We haven't had any type of reform, any type of true laws put on social media in over 20 years. Should we regulate speech? No. Should we regulate hate speech? Yes. Nobody has the right to go out and verbally bully or harm another person. It's no different than if I walked up to you on the street and started calling you names than if I do it online. What's the difference? If I do it out in the street, you can go to the police station and have me picked up maybe for aggravated assault. Who knows? You can definitely go out and get a restraining order on me. But media, we treat it as this, well, one, there's no face behind it. We're all a little bit braver with no face. So if you wouldn't say this to somebody's face, why would you say it on social media? You were brave? I don't think so. Perspective. That's all I ask, is just take a moment, look at the other person's perspective. I'm not saying you'll agree with it, but maybe you can have a better conversation. Or, as your Bible says, turn the other cheek and let them live their life. How are they really affecting you? I think we're done with perspectives. What's your perspective on that?
I think this is a great perspective.
Think locally. Act locally.
Question the narrative.
Exactly.
And don't forget to subscribe. And you can look below for how to give us a little life support so that we can keep providing these special podcast episodes of life to you. This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zemoff Entertainment International.